Gave her the name of my record company. She said she was saying, my name's the millionaire and I'm a rap entertainer. Oh, you that guy they talking about when they be whispering angel. Yeah. Bring your name up when they talking and say money will change you. I heard a lot about how you can't deal with your what? Anger. Heard the rumors about how you always in trouble or danger. Not gonna judge you if it's true, so there's no need to explain. Cause you do have a right to be, you seem like you're nice to me. I'm about to order me another drink here, would you like a seat? Yeah. I tell the bartender the same Hennessy on ice for me. Her drink starts emptying while she's spilling out her life to me. Telling me about her goals and how successful she would like to be. Inviting me into a session of her life, and she seems so damn innocent, but something isn't right to me. She pulls out a picture phone, I got pics, would you like to see? I'm thinking she gotta be friendly as hell. Giving a soul to me, it's like an identity sale. We never met, it's the story that my memory tells. Telling me tales like she doesn't handle Hennessy well. Getting into it, getting intimate and into details. See, I just met you and you're showing me your kids. Who said I had any kids? I didn't bring up no kids. And who's in this picture, man? Let me show you just who it is. Angel. Knew she wasn't from here, I knew that she didn't hang her. Round this part of the hood, but hey, the story gets stranger. Cause this stranger was stranger than I can explain. You see, she said she wasn't married, but the ring on her finger. Told me that she was lying and just using the same game I use on women, so I couldn't even blame her. For spitting the game I spit to him when I'm trying to bang her. I bumped into this guy and he told me that he used to know you. He told me about the loyalty and the love that he used to show you. He said what he said with a passion like it was so true, and took advantage of the fact that the listeners really didn't know you. These pictures in my pocketbook, almost got it, I'll show you. She digs in the purse while she fumbles around to find that photo. I'm like, oh no, there's some trouble in town. You turn around and see two officers coming in now. They walk in real suspicious and come and sit down so close I can see they barrels of the guns to the ground. So close that they can listen to either one of us now. We turn back around and then she says, no need for whispering. Then she tells me, I don't really give a damn who's listening. Try to make it last a long time was my mission, and he kept on tripping in. Then I got pissed at him, hit him with my fist and then punches were never missing him.
What you say?
Cheated on you, and now you're talking to a perfect stranger like it's making you proud. In the rest of this conversation, she's just telling me how wasn't her boyfriend in a pic with a familiar smile. She said pictures can be deceiving, like she knew he was foul. Look closer, you'll see a coward who uses a smile as power. Gleam as a smoke screen, couldn't stand it another hour. So she did what she did, and she went to go take a shower. What you saying? What do you mean? I couldn't tell you that I'm missing him. I don't understand what you're saying. How'd you get rid of him? She dissing him as I ask her what it is she did to him. She stops, then I say, hey, keep talking, I'm listening. I don't wanna tell about the images I'm picturing. Henny's feeling, and she tell me for real, and that the feeling that I was feeling is that I wanted to kill him. Something is wrong here, and I know just who's the villain. Her voice was getting louder, the moral is getting clearer. The officers looking at us, and I can tell they can hear her. Told me it was protection, reached for it in the stash. The plastic is what she grabbed, and she put it right on his ass. Busted before the blast, she thought she was free at last. Baby, I think you're crazy. I'm sorry, I'm pressing for time, I gotta go grind. Time's been interrupted. Now I'm sweating, I'm stressing. This girl got me guessing that this conversation is some type of evil confession. She pulls a clearer picture, it's my damn ex-best friend. How you know him? She told me that she was with him at his house watching movies for Sundays when they be chilling. And that's exactly the day that the hospital came to get him. The feeling was the worst feeling she possibly could be feeling. Stood up and then I yelled out, why the hell did you kill him? I didn't kill him, I have AIDS. She had sex with him and that's crazy. crazy.